Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, President Biden signed a broad executive order designed to ensure that we have competitive markets. We have too many huge corporations. They keep buying up their competitors and just get bigger. Smaller companies compete at a disadvantage. Biden says capitalism without competition isn't capitalism, it's exploitation. Antitrust enforcement has been a priority of the president's agenda. Use of executive orders to get something done is not new. For 20 years, our presidents, both parties, have used executive orders. President Trump was criticized for making too many executive orders. So let's take a look at what President Biden's orders could mean to the food and ag industry. Farmers and ranchers have been very vocal about the market's failure to give them the prices they feel justified, especially for beef and pork and dairy. The number of companies that sell chemicals and seed have been on a constant decline for more than 20 years. The COVID-19 pandemic reminds us that we need more processing capacity. Meat processors lost a lot of money. Secretary of Agriculture said, it's time to level the playing field for farmers and ranchers. I know farmer friends of mine that had to depopulate their pigs. There wasn't anyone to process them. Just 4 meat packing companies in the United States control 80% of the beef market. 4 companies control most of the world's seed. Farmers' share of each dollar spent on food continues to decline. Farm and ranch organizations are cheering for the Biden executive orders. Even Ziffany Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau, stepped up to support the president's effort. National Farmers Union is very excited. Well, I say, don't get too excited. Executive orders can be changed by the next president or by the courts. Laws passed by Congress are much more durable. Controlling these huge corporations with all their power and money will not be easy. All right, another subject we need to keep an eye on. Cuba. Wall Street protests are shaking up that communist dictatorship. So far, President Biden has not indicated how he'll react. It would be good if we had more trade with Cuba, but their government just cannot be trusted. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.